Welcome back to Babago Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, the world's best mobile bike shop, by RunCatalina.com. We've got the 40th anniversary of the Catalina Island Marathon coming up this Saturday, March 11th. We are also brought to you by the Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com, on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here in studio. Dwayne Franks from Trifinity Endurance Coaching and Mr. John Cofano from the Tri Club Championship Series. And joining us online right now is Mr. Paul Hakimian, the president of LA Triathlon Club. Paul, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me on tonight.
No problem. So, Paul, when you first met John and Dwayne, take me back to what that conversation was like.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation. You know, I guess John approached me and said, hey, you know, he was doing all this research of, you know, how do we connect and grow the clubs? How do we increase the participants at races, right? How do we grow the sport in general? And how do we make it a win-win-win environment with all the clubs? And then he came up with the Tri Club Championship Series. And then, you know, after 2 years, it's a reality. It's come together and it actually works.
So, Paul, how did it help your club, LA Triathlon Club? Because you've been around for a long time. Your club is a for-profit organization. You've done a great job growing the club. How did the Tri Club Championship Series impact LATC?
Well, TCCS impacted in three big areas, and I think the key to the success of it is it's a central repository of race discounts. All the race directors can deal with only one source of people, because in clubs, you know, every year, you know, you're having, you know, all the different clubs approach all the race directors to get discounts. Well, now it's consolidated into one central platform that can do it, and it does one key thing: it validates the membership of a club. And what's important about that is because it helps grow the club. It helps bring more people into the club. So that's, you know, that's two things. It helps grow the clubs. It's a central repository of race discounts. And more of our members of LA Tri Club and the other races have been doing more races,
right,
which then increases the sport, you know, more participation at the races. So you kind of see this trickle-down effect. It's just a win-win-win in all three areas, from a race director, the participant, and the race directors and the platform, TCCS.
Do you find your Tri Club members are more engaged now because they're saying, hey, let's get together, let's all go up, and or let's go out to the desert, or let's do this race or that race?
There's always a challenge with all the clubs. You know, it's the first time in history that the TCSS platform had brought all the top clubs together, and it has brought in. You know, there's homestays being talked about now with all the other clubs. I find that our members are saying, "Hey, you know, I'm just points away from winning my age group or my division. I'm gonna, you know, hey, you guys want to, you know, get together and go do this race?" So I think it's really encouraged, and not to mention it's all the, you know, giving away, what, $25,000, $30,000 worth of prizes, airline tickets. You know, when you throw those kind of carrots out there, it really drives the conversation. So we've had a direct impact.
And Paul, you had one of your club, I think at least one of your club members who was won one of the awards this last year, correct?
Two folks who won the TCCS Fitness Ventures for two different ways. We'll talk about that in a little while. We had a guy win some race wheels, Holger Beckman, who just won at the Desert Tri on those race wheels this weekend from Wheel Science.
Yeah. Oh, I saw him out there,
And Holger's great. I mean, Holger's been racing a long time, and this is, you know, he used to be a competitive athlete back in the day where he's, you know, winning the overall races and doing this. But now there's a, you know, we're all getting older, we all have families, and now there's a race with a point system in place that it just doesn't matter, you know, not how fast you are, but how often you race. So that was something that Holger now said, hey, I'm going to go do these two, three additional races so he can keep his standing really high. And sure enough, it proved right. He took, like, he went first or second in his age group.
Yeah. Paul, I know over the years you've had a great relationship with Tri Club of San Diego and you guys have done numerous things together. Before the Tri Club Championship Series, did you have much of a relationship with Golden Gate or some of these other clubs?
Golden Gate, yes. San Francisco, not as much. But now we're just a phone call away from all the top presidents from Silicon Valley, San Francisco, Golden Gate, Oakland, Pasadena. I mean, we're all coexist together, and it really brought us together because there's no conflicting, component to this. It was just truly a win-win-win environment. Bob, when we were at the
Tri-Business,
the common thread was clubs.
Yep.
If you join a club, you're going to grow the sport. So this business model that John created with TCS really solved, the point that clubs are having, because we want members, right? Race directors want participants, and the sport needs to grow. So I think the foundation of growing our sport is, supporting the clubs, getting the clubs, getting involved, because, there's been studies that said if you join a club, you're going to race, a couple of times a year, not just one and done. So we don't want to encourage the one and done. This is a lifestyle, and we want to encourage, any type of program that, the business model that, does that.
And Paul, I just wanted to make a point. Yeah. You and I have had many conversations about this. In L.A., the L.A. Tri Club is, second in the United States in terms of membership, right? After San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego's
big.
Think about this. About, 1,200 active members now?
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 active members.
Yeah, but we go up and down.
So think about the L.A. Basin, the size of the L.A. Basin, and how many people could be participating in the L.A. Basin in multisport.
Right.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, the numbers are off the charts. Go ahead.
Listen, over the last 17 years, we've had over 10,000 people come through L.A. Tri Club. So think about it. Over 10,000 people here in this basin, they're still triathletes. So it's... they're here. We know it.
One of the things we talked about, actually, I was talking about this with Andrew McNaughton, who a former pro was at the race this weekend, and we were chatting at lunch yesterday. And it's first time Andrew's raced in a long time. We all know so many folks who used to race, and their lifestyle is still swim, bike, run. They're still triathletes. They still bleed triathlon. But maybe they don't race much anymore. And that's sort of what you're trying to do with TCCS, is maybe get some of these folks back.
Absolutely. And what's so great is then what Paul does, and this is what the clubs have done a fantastic job, they add that social component, they add the coaching component, and they add the ability to connect in their local community. So Paul does work, and most of the clubs do charity work in each town,
right?
This is a big deal, Bob. We've got to get the young people coming through. Like Steve Pauly, he's coaching the Oaks Christian High School Tri Club, right? We have to do this. But who's going to do the outreach if not for these Tri Clubs? So what's so great is when you help the Tri Clubs, you create in every community a local source of focus on the sport. And I just want to say, I give Paul and some of the other leaders credit. It's not like they're making a bunch of money being the leaders of these tri clubs. There is so much work that they do on weekends and nights to help promote our sport. And yet, when you look at a lot of the people in the sport, they've really focused on the tri clubs as a marketing vehicle versus what can we do to help them succeed.
Paul, how much has, like you said, 17 years for LA Tri Club, how much has this changed in terms of the club itself in that 17 years?
Oh, we've had to evolve. I mean, we're all looking at ways to keep it alive, new, exciting.
Yeah.
There's so much competition in the space now, and I think you have to kind of figure out what's going to help all, boats rise at the same time. We all have to work together. We have to share best practice.
I agree.
To work together. We have to work together.
I think what we see is in a lot of the cities where, LA Tri Club was the Tri Club. And San Diego, Tri Club of San Diego. Well, then you get a lot of the individual trainers creating their own programs.
Right.
And you've got the bike shops and the running stores. And so there's a lot of sort of competition underneath that umbrella of LA Tri or Tri Club of San Diego, or I'm sure Golden Gate and Oakland well, where you've got all these sort of little splinter groups. And what I've been trying to do down here in San Diego is say, guys, it's great that you've got your own coaching program, but still support the Tri Club of San Diego. It's important that
and
club
support
has
local races.
Yes,
support those local races, because these people who have been putting on these races, if it's a thankless job to be the head of a Tri Club, it's even more of a thankless job, as you know, Bob, to be a race director. It's
no
a tough job, and certainly in the last few years, when you see cities increasing the cost of police coverage, when you see permits being more expensive,
yes,
when you see all of the thing insurance being
insurance
more expensive,
way, yeah,
you know, we've got to help these race producers have that local event, because remember, you know, the first event person does is not an Ironman. Typically,
right.
The first event for me was the Seafair Sprint Triathlon,
yes,
in a relay,
right.
Right?
Yep.
Which is done by the city of Seattle and the Seafair race producers. Does a great job. It's a great race. And so we've got to help them. So in the very same way we're trying to help the tri clubs in each area, we want to help the independent race producers have a successful. And we were just with Matt Sills,
yes,
at a Desert Tri, and Matt said he's up about 15% year over
year. I mean,
year.
Being up 15% is
in
huge.
This market.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it made him feel so good, because not only that, but we'll be putting social media out about his race. We'll make sure all the people who race from various clubs go back and tell their friends what a great experience it was. And we're going to see even more growth. And so what's so great about this is, like Paul said, we've been focused on the win-win-win.
Everybody wins. That's always been my philosophy.
Right.
Hey, Paul, thanks, bud, for taking time. Appreciate everything
you've
done to help grow the sport.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, John. Good luck. TCCS is rocking it. And listen, I'm looking to take. When you take first place,
that's right, Paul.
The target on my back.
That's right. Yeah, they're not going to let you get this easy, Paul. I tell you, I've been getting a lot of emails about the target on LA Tri Club's back for being the champion.
Yeah, well,
and
we didn't win the first season. We won the second season. So now, you know, anyone can win. So that's what's so great about the platform. Anyone can win. So I challenge it. I challenge everyone to get involved. You know, that's what we have to do as a group. Just get involved.
I love it. Paul Hakimian has been our guest in studio, John Cafano and Dwayne Franks. After the break, we're going to chat with, I think, one of our award winners from last year. We again are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series by VeloFix.com, the coolest mobile bike shop around. RonCatalina.com, 40th annual Catalina Island Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 11th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville.com and on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. We'll be right back.